So, I've had an interesting trip to Chutz Laaretz where, you see even more so the need to stress and emphasize these mitzvahs in particular. Those who travel, you get a little bit of a context, but those who stay here, still Kenayinahara. We have a lot of work to do, but the contrast between a culture, a society of people who have the hepech of the awarenesses that we're trying to inculcate within ourselves and our culture, our society here, with all of its work that can be done to improve it and make it what better, is still Yoimam V'layla. It's Mamash Yoimam V'layla. We have to remember how blessed we are to be here in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asher Einei Elikecha Bo Mireish Shana V'Arach Rishana. It's a different Metzias, Mamash. Different Metzias. So I'm starting tonight on the talking about Yichud Hashem. And if we were talking about Dvarim Ha'im D'Merumah Shel Olam till now, we're in even higher in Yonim, hard, even more difficult and more challenging in Yonim to grasp. Yichud Hashem obviously is hard to do justice to it in any event. But let's. My thought was to try to give a little bit of a summary of some of the Iker Shitas in the Rishonim, and perhaps use the Rambam as a way of going a little deeper into some of the. We'll break it up, I think, maybe two Shiurim. One, mainly tonight, we'll focus on trying to give, again, a definition of the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem from the point of view of the Moine HaMitzvahs. And maybe in a different shiur we'll speak more, and if maybe go and be it from there, maybe more. But to speak about the avoida that's involved in being mekayimness, as opposed to the gether of the mitzvah, what comes from it, what's implied by it, what do we have to do, and what does that lead us to? So tonight maybe we'll start the Rambam. There's a lot of detail, and the truth is, the question is where does it end? It probably goes till the end of the parak. His working with the mitzvah of Yichud, starting in parak Aleph of Yisodei HaTorah, Halacha Zayin, all the way through to the end of the parak, Pashtus, it's all him dealing with this mitzvah, and again, what comes from this mitzvah. So first he says, Eloi Kazeh, and Zeh, of course, is his way of referring back to everything that we said in Anoichi, where we gave the basic definition of what a person needs to know. Hashem is the, right, the Nimtza, who's Motzei Rishayin, Mamtzei Kol Nimtza, the Kol Nimtzaim in the Shemayim Ma'oretz, Ma Beneim, Lo Nimtza, Lo Me'amitas Hemtzo, and that he is Elikim Emes, Amitas Metziusai, there's no Metzias like his Metzias, and that he's the manhig, because we see that the galgal is soivev tamid, and it's impossible that the galgal could be soivev tamid if there wouldn't be a koyach that's beyond the system to move it. Now, what's interesting is that he then says this eloika that we've defined, he is echad, ein oleh shnayim v'lo yeser al shnayim, not more than one, meaning not two, not three, or more. Ela echad she'en ki yichudo echad min achadim nimtzoim ba'olam, meaning a type of oneness that is not found in amongst the types of onenesses that we know of in this world. And he explains la echad kamin shehu kailo achadim harbe, trees is a achadim harbe. There's a min, or talk about the species of creatures. So there may be many, many dogs, but they're all separate entities. They all fit under one general heading, and they will all be categorized by that heading. There is a oneness to them. They're all under that one same min, shame, but there are many gufim nifradim. V'lo echad kaguf shehu nechad l'machlokais l'katzavais. Not only separate gufim, but even within one goof, we have this one goof that we have, or other goofites that we can imagine, they still, the goof itself is comprised of different components and parts, dimensions. Ele yichud shein yichud acher k'maisa ba'olam, one that we don't have a reference point for in our world. There's, you can't look at something in our world and point to it and say that Hashem's achdus is like the achdus that we find here, even though we do have musagim of achdus, but nothing, no point of reference in our world. Now, even at this point, we say echad hu v'lo shnayim v'lo yoyser, and that his achdus is not like any achdus that we know of. So, if, in the previous halacha, when it talked about layiyeh, he said the kol amal al daita sheyesh sham aloha acher chutz mize ovar b'loisase. So, just a stama question to throw out, you know, to be mav here. What would be here if a person would say that there's shnayim? There's two, yeah? The way the Rambam is describing it in Halacha Zayin, he's mevatel the mitzvah of hamanas hayichud, because he's lo shnayim v'lo yaiser al shnayim, but it would seem that he's also over on the lav of lo yiyyeh. Later on, maybe if we get to it, I'll show you something in a diuk in Reb Tzedek HaKoyen that it doesn't seem he learned that way, and I can't, for the life of me, I can't figure out why he didn't, but hopefully we'll get to that. Just to bring it to the forefront. There can't be two, could be in the Rambam, if that a person would be thinking that there are more than one of these Elohis that we're talking about, that he'd be over both on Loyiyah and on Hamana Sayichud. Now, as we go on, especially when you look at that, it's brought down, I don't know where people are holding, but Sadia is brought down in the Smag and in the Smak. He basically says it would be absolutely absurd. It's like Minan Nimnois almost, the way that Reb Sadia is brought down. It's something that would be absolutely absurd to assume that there could be more than one. It's ridiculous, because the whole world would just be nothing but absolute chaos. There'd be no order in the world at all. One would be creating something and the other one would be destroying it, because each one has a difference of opinion, and there would just be no Seder in the world at all, right? And therefore it's ridiculous, it's mina nimna, and no thinking person could possibly imagine that there could be such a thing. So again, is this talking about an ancient world where people, quote unquote, were still, you know, very much basic and developing in their concepts of reality, pagans, you know, people with very basic ideas of reality that, to which these things weren't as obvious as they are to us. I don't know. I have a difficulty with that myself. I have that difficulty with that, but you know, it's very hard to measure it. It's very hard to measure it. So right, this is, you know, as we go further, maybe we'll come back to this question. But suffice it to say that, right, certainly the main talking point in the Rambam so far in defining the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem is that he's one, not two, not more than two, and there's no Yichud, there's no frame of reference for his oneness that we have in our world. So we're kind of in a difficult situation right now, because everything else that we try to know and understand, there is some frame of reference in our world. Even when we talk about knowing that God exists and that he's the one who's running the world, at least we have the Galgal, yeah, that's moving all the time. There is some aspect of the, right, of the construct of our world that's mochiach, that there has to be a being who exists beyond the system, who's moving it and who created it and who is doing everything that's happening here, that the Galgal is at least some frame of reference. But here he's telling us that for this particular point There's no frame of reference at all. We don't have anything like this in our world. Now, he is going to reference the Galgal, but the question is, in what aspect, what sense is the Rambam referencing the Galgal further on in this halacha? Because right now he tells you he's a type of achdus that there's nothing, that there's no frame of reference for it at all. And that puts us at a handicap, because we need to try to understand this achdus still, even though there's no frame of reference, but we still need to try to grasp it and understand it, what we can of it, even though there's no frame of reference for it. Now here he starts with, it's a certain, I think there's a certain logical binyan here that the Rambam's setting up, that if there would be more, how can we prove, again, we're not talking about qualifying or even quantifying for ourselves what his achdus is, but how can we prove that his achdus has to be an absolute achdus? We can prove it because if there would be more than one, yeah, many, so then they would have to have gufin ugvias. There would have to be some limit to their being, by definition. There has to be some quality of physicality. If you want to measure and call this something separate from that, that it occupies a different identity, a different mahus, by definition that implies that it has some boundary or some aspect to it that relates to physical qualities, things like mass. You know, it has a weight, it has a boundary, it has a shape to it. It has to have some appendage or quality to it that relates to things that are in the physical world. Otherwise, you're talking words that make no sense. It's just not. You're not really saying anything that has any value or substance to it. Because everybody knows, that seems to be the foundation here, everybody knows that in order to define something as being separate from something else, you have to, by definition, be working with, again, some quality, some aspect, something within it that is a quality that you can relate to from within the physical world. Again, a quality, an aspect, something. And if you can't, then you're saying that they're different, but you're not defining what's different about them. You're not really saying anything. You're stam talking shtuyot. Basically, that's what he's trying to say. V'ilu haya yoitzer gufu gvia. And again, if we then are talking about where there are many, and by definition defining them as separate from one another, then they have to have physical qualities, and something that has a gufu gvia, a physical quality or some connection to the physical world, by definition has a kates v'tachlis, it has some limit to its being. She'ef sh'liya is guf she'ein like kates. That much the Rambam's understanding of reality told him that Eshelia is goof shame like Kate. It cannot be a physical entity that is infinite, that doesn't have any case for tachlis. Now, the Maimar Hamuzgar, the quantum mechanics, the quantum physics of today is scratching upon the armor of this Hanukkah. Scratching on the armor of this Hanukkah. It's forcing us in the broader dialogue. I don't mean here in the base medrash of Lain Bei Tara with Muna Tahara and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yehudai. It's not challenging us, and we're not thinking that much about it, and we couldn't really care less. Honestly, I don't think it makes no nafkamina to any of us. We're still going to get up and put on tefillin and daven and say brachos, and it's not affecting us. But, you know, out there in the world, in the broader world, it's causing a need in the broader dialogue to try to understand this from a deeper point, and it's scratching upon the armor of the Hanukkah in the broader sense. You should just know if you're not aware of that. But I don't think that it's a tiyufta by any means on what the Rambam is saying. It's forcing a need to reassess the terms and bring this into a more current understanding. I don't think it's something that can't be done, and I think that there are, even within the scientific community, many who feel that it can be done, and it's not in any way a tiyufta. You have to know exactly what you're talking about. You have to know what you mean when you say a quantum field and all these things. I don't want to go too far off the topic, but lamaisa, this hanacha is something that has broader ramifications in a dialogue that's taking place out there in the world today. If it has a kates v'tachlus to its being, then its koyach, by definition, also whatever koyach it possesses, also has some limitation. And what would it matter to us if there were more than one, and they had each one of them had some quality that causes a limit to their being, and therefore a limit to their koyach? So what? But again, this leads us back to the Galgal. Ve'alekeinu baruch shmoi hoyo v'koychay ein lekeitz ve'eino pasak shari Galgal soyviv tamen. We go back to the Galgal again. Here it is. The Galgal is back again. Yeah? That Galgal cannot move the way it moves without a koyach that's bilti paisek u bilti taklis. It's not possible. Yeah? And so the Galgal, once again, is what it all boils down to, both the Haychacha that Hashem exists, and the Haychacha that He's one, and that oneness implies a Koyach that also has no, just like His Achdus, has no limit. And what do we mean when we say that? Because He doesn't have any aspect of His being that is possessed of anything physical, or by definition that which has any limit. And therefore His koyach doesn't, because if it did, He couldn't do what we see happening in our world. And so again, even though the Galgal doesn't teach us about the uniqueness of His oneness, because there's no frame of reference for that in our world, there's no echad ki'achdusa in our world that we can point to, but the Galgal, once again, is moichiach, that there must be a being who not only exists, who is mamsi kol nimtza, and who is manhig, He's also one. He is also one. He Himself, in His being, is one. And when we say one, we mean a type of oneness that is absolute, and that therefore His being is one of complete shlemus, that doesn't have any lacking or any definition or boundary to it. It's bilti paisek, it's bilti gvul, etc., and everything that is implied by that. And the Galgal is what's forcing us to say this. And again, this follows along the line of the Rambam in Anoichi, which is that I have to know this. Yeah, it's not enough to affirm it. It's not enough just to believe it. Maybe even to understand it. It has to be proven. And however this proof works, and whatever, again, there's a discussion about what the Rambam means by Leida. But assuming along the Kav HaPasha, like we established in Anoichi, it would mean that I would need to have, according to the Rambam, need to have an understanding of this Galgal idea so sharply that it's actually muchach by me, that it has to be that there is a being who is echad, who exists and who's running this world, and that His being is a type of being who could run such a Galgal. And in order to have that, you'd have to understand every one of these points, these steps of this process that He's established. This being has to have these qualities, and we're mukhach to say it. Even though we don't have any point of reference from in our world, and that now would be not just something we're saying, it's obvious, it's muchach, that there can't be. If there was something in our world that's like Him, then we'd be in trouble, then that's not Him. Right? Then we'd be back to the same issue, which is, then there's more than one, and we'd run into the same issue. So it's not just that there isn't any frame of reference, there can't be any frame of reference in our world, because if there was, then we'd be back to the drawing board, which is, well, then there's this and there's Him. And if there's this and there's Him, there's more than one, so then we're back to the same, right? If there's more than one, they have to have gufu, right, some quality of gufu via, and gufu via has limit, and limit not only implies limit of being, but also limit of koyach, and then how's that galgal being surveyed, pummied out there, like we see that it is. Well, no, meaning, no, you are mechuyev, I think the Rambam means, you are mechuyev to understand the logic of why he has to be echad, not only that he has to be nimtza and manhig,
but also Echad.
Echad in the way that we can believe.
Right, and we're still left with that, right? And that we don't have any mashal or melitza to help us understand, and yet we're mechuyev to try still nonetheless to understand him, even though we have no frame of reference for it. We can know that there must be such a metzias that exists who is like this and has these qualities. We can say the words, but we have to try to understand. And I think it means that we have to try to understand him, not just that he is one. Yeah, and I'll, by the way, you don't necessarily see that from this halacha in the Rambam. I'm ahead of myself. Yeah, because in this Rambam, all you really see at this point is that I have to know that there must be a being who is one. That's all I have to know that, meaning know it to the point where it's a clear logical binyan to me that there must be such a being. But who says I have to know him as he is? I have to try, even though that's a quote unquote an exercise in futility. That you don't necessarily see in this halacha. I'm assuming it, but I'll show you where I get it from in the Rambam further. So Velikena Baruch Shmoy Hoyle the Koichai Ain Like Kates Veino Pasak Shari Agagal Sort of Tommy Ain Koichai Koyak Guf. Means knowing that there must be a being who is one, and that oneness that we're talking about is not like any other oneness, etc. You have to know that. Now, then the Rambam goes on and it says that there are psukim mufurashim in the Torah that talk about how Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Nevi'im ein gufu gvia ki Hashem hu ha'lekim b'shamayim ma'alvaratz mitachas, that's impossible for a goof, lo re'isim kol tmuna mita damyuni ve'eshve. So then the Rambam is bothered by the famous question, so what do you do with all the Torahim in the Torah? Yeah, what do you do with all the Torahim and the Midos, without belaboring the point, the Rambam says it's all b'maru hanavuro b'machze v'amitas adaver ein daitai shel adam yecholo hasigo lechakroi v'zehu shamar akosav hakel lekatimta. These psukim indicate that, right? The Torah itself is telling us that we ourselves will not really be able to fully grasp or understand this. And the Rambam, you know, these are l'shaber sa'oizen. Now, this halacha has always plagued me. I don't know if you considered the next halacha, if you thought about it. Yeah, the Rambam says, "Ma hu zeh shabikesh Moshe Rabbeinu lahasig kishomer hareini nas kvaidecha bikesh leida." And what is that he wanted? Bikesh leida amitas hemtzay shal kadosh baruch hu atchi yidu a believer kamo yidias echad mina anoshim shara apana v'nechaka tzurasa bekirboi shenimtzay oisah haish nifrad bedaita mishar anoshim. That which is impossible, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know it. Yeah. And kach bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu liyos metzias haKadosh Baruch Hu nifredes b'libay mishar metzias hanemtzayim ad sheyeda amidas hemtzay kamashehi, as he truly is, the achdus as it truly is, as something that he could get his head around and conceive of as it truly is. Veishivo haKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem responded to him, "She'ein koyach b'das adam achai shehu mechuber miguf v'nefesh lahasig amitas davar zel burya." Okay, and the response was, "It's not possible for a human being to know this." Vaydia Baruch Hu, mashalo yeda adam lefanav lo yeda lachav. Nevertheless, Hashem gave him a level of bechina of this, though not what he was mavakesh, something that never before, never after was ever achieved. And then he goes on to explain, you know, recess, but my question has always been, I don't know if this bothered you, this is a halacha in the Yad HaChazal. It's not a history lesson. This is not the Rambam's Perush on Chumash teaching you Perush HaPsukim. This is a halacha in the Yad HaChazal. What is this halacha teaching me? What is the halacha? Yeah? If this were Mishnah Brewer, what would the din ha'oile be, yeah, from this halacha? I could tell you, I think, what it is from the other halachas in this, right? You know, we talked about halacha Zion, halacha Ches, right? Perhaps you could say that the Rambam is informing me, right, that this is in fact something that I the Torah itself, right, Mefurish b'Torah b'Navi Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gufu Gviah. Perhaps he's just being mechazek there. I don't know. That's a good question. He's also just telling me pshat and psukim, but it's just being mechazek that which he just said in the previous halacha. So that doesn't bother me as much. Yeah. And then the you know, how to relate to all of the Torahim and things that the Torah says about a Kadosh Baruch Hu that wouldn't fit with the idea that we've just established. That's halacha. I have to live with that halacha. I have to live with that knowledge and awareness that when I read the Torah, when I talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu this way, also that I'm talking in it with terminology that's not absolute in about defining him. But what's the halacha? What's the din ha'oyle from halacha yud, mazeh shabikesh Moshe Rabbeinu? I'm going to say something that I think is correct in the Rambam, but you know, I don't have a masorah on this point. So, right.
We can't know Hashem what Hashem is. Well, what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Hashem to show him, and what Hashem showed him, is what a person needs to try achieving in their life of knowing Hashem.
I agree, but then that would mean you're saying exactly what I would suggest, which is, and I would say a little more than that. The halacha is telling me that you really want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he truly is, and just like Moshe did, that's what you should want. Even though you'll end up at maximum with just less than what Moshe got, because the Rambam says, "Lo ya lo haya lefana v'lo yiyah la'achra," of anyone who ever get that. The halacha is teaching you that you have to want what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, which is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way he truly is. You'll get a little less than Moshe if you're lucky, right, at best, in what you actually get, yeah. But the halacha is that I have to be misaveh to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he truly is. Now this, if that's correct, then that would mean that the Rambam, when he said that the mitzvah shenemar, right, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is to know that such a being exists, yeah, who is in himself, in his being, absolute one, and right, there's no achdus like that. But maz hu zeh shabikesh Moshe Rabbeinu, or Moshe Rabbeinu is Rabbeinu, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu. He's our teacher, Moshe Rabbeinu. He's teaching us that the derech hakiyum of this mitzvah is koilel, even though maybe there's no pasuk, yeah. Though that whole interaction with Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us that the derech hakiyum of this mitzvah is to be misaveh, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he truly is. Even though that's irrational, it's impossible, you can't accomplish that in any way, shape, or form while you're in Gufu Gviya, in the absolute sense, the way he truly is, it's not possible. But nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it, because that's the I would say more than that. I once found a Lushan, I don't have it in front of me right now, I don't remember exactly where it is, I could find it. There's a piece of Tanya that says, Kineh Hashem Nishmas Adam, that he talks about how the neshama is like Hashem's candle, and he says that the teva of a candle, if you look at a candle, the flame on top of the candle, it's taking the fuel or whatever it is that gives it its ability to burn, and it's just oil lamala, and it crowns at the top, and basically it's hoyleku mevatel itself. Bli tam vidas, meaning to be a candle, you have to basically want to burn yourself out, even though you won't be here anymore. But that's what it means to be a candle. So I would say more than that. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not just that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted this. Moshe Rabbeinu was a person who was so completely kashur to Nishmasoi, and Guf was by him. I mean, who else was able to go 40 days and 40 nights, right? Like, you know, without that's impossible. Yeah, without food and drink, right? It's only a Guf that's so completely
tafel ubatel to you know, when the pasuk says ki loya halechem, right, levada yichyeh adam, the Rebbeinu Bechaya has a piece I think in Kada Kemach where he talks about Chanukah, mitzvah Chanukah. He talks over there about the different madregas of Klal Yisrael who need lechem to live. Then there's man, and then there's, you know, there's other madregas of the Nevi'im, and then there's Moshe Rabbeinu when 40 days and 40 nights. That it's not just kilo alechem levada yichya adam ki al kol mitzvah pi Hashem. He only lived on mitzvah pi Hashem. There's no, he had nothing, he had no physical representation even, right? No hishtadlus, nothing of the lower order at all to sustain him. Only the ruchnias and the maimer Hashem that's machaya everything. So the teva of the neshama itself, which Moshe Rabbeinu became more than any other person, perhaps we would say based on this, kashur to the neshama alone and its teva and its agenda, reached a point where he said, you know, it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the answer. Hashem came back and said, listen, philosophically, we need to have a little conversation over here. Did you know that it's impossible to have this yediya, right? You know, did you learn Halacha Zion? Yeah, there's no achdus like this achdus. You didn't know that, so I'll tell you, and we'll go through and learn Halacha Zion. And Moshe Rabbeinu, wow, you know, what a chop! I never realized that it wasn't possible to know you in that sense. Okay, but I still want to. Can you give me like a little? Yeah, okay, fine. Here's a little kickback. I never got the impression that was the dialogue. It's that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't care. In other words, if attaining this yediya, which is the real teva of the neshama, means complete hisbatlus, so what? Well, why should I care about that? Why is that something that should concern me? That's what the neshama wants. The neshama wants to go back to its source and know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ultimate sense of intimacy that is possible, even though that's l'mala me'atam v'adas. It makes no sense because in order to attain that, you won't be here anymore. But it doesn't matter. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know that, not because he was greedy, right? Not because he was greedy and trying to chop a rein on more than it's possible and trying to, you know, be like a ben hamischate lifnei aviv to get a little more than what everyone else can get. Give me a little more because I want it more, right? No. He knew philosophically it's impossible. He knew that there's no achdus like that. He knew all that. But he reached a level within himself that he couldn't hold himself back. He wanted to know the truth of Hashem's existence. He didn't care where that leads to, or what the consequences will be, or anything else. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because of that, gave him the highest hatsaga that a human being could know. And I would suggest that the Rambam is teaching us this is the halacha. The derech hakiyum of this mitzvah includes trying to attain that level of bikush, that level of taiva, to be masig Achdusa Yisbarach in the truest sense that it exists. That's our goal as well. That's what we want also. If we would be in touch with our neshama truly, then that would be part of the derech hakiyum of this mitzvah.
But it should be only a taiva. No one should try to actually do it because that will.
Okay. So and what's with Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is willing to pay the ultimate cost.
No,
we shouldn't.
No, he was willing to die. If a person will try getting it, it's something beyond the. It's something that a person can't reach. So he can drop. He can totally lose his whole das from it.
I agree.
So therefore, a person should.
So why? So, but the Chachmei Yisrael tried still to do it, and some of them were niskalkil. We need to be Nizhar, obviously, right? The Rambam talks about later on, and when he talks about the Maisa Merkava and Maisa Bereshis, he talks about the need for Zahirus. I'm not discounting that, but right now, the Rambam is not bringing in. You're right, it needs Zahirus. Otherwise, it could be Niskalka, we could be Nifka, right? Yeah? I'm not arguing that point. I'm just saying that in this halacha, the Rambam seems to be codifying that a person should be misaveh, and that's part of the derech hakim of this mitzvah.
Or maybe he says from the answer of Hashem says that no, a person, this is not for a living person to do. This is only for someone which is after life. You'll have it. The most you can get is seeing dalkei Hashem.
Okay.
In
But in order to get that, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be misaveh to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the truest sense.
It's a title.
That
is the working.
Okay. I'm not saying how we go about doing this right now. I'm just, yeah. That's a whole safer bifnei atzma. How do we go about this avoida? Is not what we're speaking about right now. It needs zahirus. It needs geder. It needs a lot. But again, what's the halacha? What's the dinim ha'olim from this? So now the Rambam really, what I don't know what time it is right now. I'm not sure where we're holding. Yeah. So we have a few more minutes, right? 52. So in the other Moinei Mitzvahs, there seems to be two basic points of dagesh that we find in terms of being magdir what the mitzvah of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? This mitzvah is demanding of us. The Rambam, I think, is koilel both of them, but there's a dagesh in the other Moinei Mitzvahs, either here or here. I don't think that they're soiser one another. I think it's just, again, a question of dagesh. One speaks of the mechayev is to know or to believe a Kaddish Baruch Hu's being is one. B'mitziusoi, b'mahusoi, he is one, absolute oneness, and all that goes with understanding what that means. The other is that his koyach is the only koyach in all of creation that is making things actually happen. Even if he's mechalek and mishtamesh with that koyach in various other entities and a whole system and a hierarchy, lemaisa, all that koyach is his koyach and remains his koyach alone, only all the way through. And so that right, the when we talk about him being a manhig, that would be nichlal. He is the manhig. That part of it would be nichlal and anoichi Hashem Elokecha. But the eich shehu manhig, yeah. When you start going, and again, I don't think these are very fine lines between anoichi and yichud Hashem. Very fine line, because lemaisa Hashem doesn't break up in these ways. The Torah is. Torah is getting at the whole picture from different facets and different statements to teach you the entire level, the entire body repository of knowledge and awareness. Right? Like if you look in the Ramban and Chumash, I don't know if you saw the Ramban and Chumash, but the Lashon of the Ramban, I have it in front of me. The way he says it is that when he on his parish on the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, says that this is a biur in the pasuk. The pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is a biur in the pasuk of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's the words of the Ramban on Chumash, that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is being mavayer for you, right? What is meant and implied by Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? On a, maybe more beyond what you, right? But in his parish on Anoichi, he also talks about Yichud Hashem. So to him, it seems as if it's just, different aspects of the same, right, of the same bigger picture. And it's not, we're not supposed to relate to it necessarily as, but that's not, that's different than, this is, like Lafuke or Misnage to what it says in Hashem Echad. Again, two major in the other Moinei Mitzvahs, two major points of reference and dagesh in Hashem Echad. Again, one Hashem Echad, literally he in his being is Echad. He is this one absolute oneness in being that we have no frame of reference for. That's one point of dagesh, that to know and maybe understand that in its amkus. And the other is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his manhigus, and the whole derech of manhigus in the olam with all the koyach that he uses is all from that one koyach bilti nifsak that has no taklis and no kates to it. That's the koyach that is the koyach that makes everything happen in the world. That's the way in which he is manhig.
And I think, though, that there's if you consider the following, which there's commonly today, I would say like this. There's a sefer that the Ramchal was mechaber, Das Tvunis. Now, there are different ways to be magdir what the sefer is talking about, but one of the central points in the sefer Das Tvunis, from beginning, mitchila va'ad soif, is to talk about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach, he is using this one singular infinite koyach that is kosher to his one infinite singular metzias to run the world, and that also is the koyach that is used in the bria and the shimush of ra and toiv, and the interplay between ra and toiv, hester panim, haras panim, and the whole seder habria. But it's all he in his oneness, and his koyach is running all of this, and it's this one koyach that, even though we might mistakenly think that ra and it's a koyach acher, that's the whole point, is that there should be a nisayan to see this other koyach, this force in the world that seems to be going against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who are not in according to his plan, that exists and is shoylet, quote unquote, in the world. But lemaisa, the program of the bria is meant to play out in the end. That Einoid Milvadai, that koyach was just on loan from him to create this reality that we live in, where there are different forces at play, and we have a choice and a nisayan, and we have to decide where we really stand and where we really hold, and where what our kav is and who we serve and why, and live through our lives like that. That's the program of creation. But lemaisa, the story, the narrative of creation, if you were to look at the whole narrative from beginning to end, would be telling a story of Einoid Milvada. In the end, that's what you're going to see. You'll realize that the whole narrative of creation, all the bad things, all the terrible things, all the tragedies, all the darkness, Goliath, etc., all of it was about the narrative of these two sides of Ra and Toiv interplaying with one another, both that were ultimately are generated somehow by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he generates Toiv this way and Ra that way, and he has different mechanics for how he does it, but it's all a narrative about Einoid Milvado. That's one of the central themes of Das Tvunis, built on the Dagesh in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, on the side of Hashem's Koyach is Manhig, his one Koyach is Manhig the whole Welt. The Rambam, on the other hand, seems a little bit more to be madgish that he himself is one. There's a fundamental problem, though, which I'll introduce, and I don't know, we'll have to talk about it a little bit next time. And today, when you speak about the idea of Hashem Echad, so everybody says, well, what does Hashem Echad mean? There's nothing other than Hashem. There's, right, I'm not here, this table's not here, it's all an illusion, there's just Hashem. You hear this kind of thing a lot. Doesn't say that in my Rambam. Doesn't say that. It says I'm here, and the world is here, right? But the being who is the one who created and runs this world, he himself is one. Or if you go the other way, there's a world here, it exists. Doesn't say anywhere in Das Tvunis, to the best of my knowledge, that we're not here and the world's not here and it's all an illusion. It says there's a world here, God created it, there's a system. It's being run by a koyach yachid umiyuchad of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, with different mechanics of how he's running the whole thing. But lemaisa, I'm here, the world's here, and we have to, the Torah is mechayev us to relate to the world as such, as Hashem has created it. Not everything is not just an illusion. There are dinim, and there are boundaries, and there's right and there's wrong, and people actually exist, and their feelings actually exist, and this table is here, and I have to relate to it as such. And just walking around in this, Einoid Milvadai, Einoid Milvadai. But if you ask someone today, your average guy in the street, what's the real mitzvah of Yichud Hashem? There's nothing other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This whole world is just an illusion. That's the pisgam, the mimer, hamurgal, the neyazim out there on the street. That's what they'll tell you. Nothing of which it says in the Moinei HaMitzvahs. So where did this come from? Yeah. Aside from the fact that maybe it's not being said right,
Yeah, and understood right, but where did it come from altogether? It's not our traditional way of understanding what the Kavanas HaTorah is. So, in the Sefer HaZichronos, Reb Tzadok HaKohen here has a piece where he starts to discuss this concept we call Pirud, right? Ki amunas hashgacha adayin ein ze yichud gamur. I can be mushkach by him, but I'm still nifrad from him. But the true kavana of Hashem Echad is that he's be'achdus gamur, yeah, be'yichud hashalim. And so, where this concept came from, and how it became introduced, and to what degree, and how are we supposed to be mishtamesh, he has a way. The Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Gimel has a way. Maybe the Misnagdim and the Hasidim have different ways, right, of how to bring this idea in. But it seems to have come at a later point. When I say a later point, I mean in the Pi Hamayin Am, Kabbalah and these ideas were never widely spread amongst the Hamayin Am. Yeah, that was only later on in history. And so I would suggest that traditionally, unless you had introductions, hakdamos from your Rebbe in the Torah HaNister, you would not have had any concept other than I'm here, the world is here, like the Torah says, Bereishis bara elokim as a shemayim v'sa'aretz, it's here. Yeah? Just Hashem himself is one, a oneness that I have no frame of reference for, and I'm mechuyev to believe that and try to understand that, and maybe even go deeper into it if I can. But the foundation is that from me existing within a world that Hashem created, and that remains constant and fixed in my awareness of and kiyum of this mitzvah, and I never go outside of that framework at all. And the same is true with understanding how Hashem is the manhig, whose koyach beYehuda is, right, is the only koyach in the whole world that's running everything still, but it's from within, again, a fixed and constant awareness of me and my world in which I exist, and how Hashem's koyach is the koyach that's in and running everything. Yeah? But going beyond that boundary, thinking, so to speak, from a point of view beyond the framework of creation or being mevatel creation and myself, almost to the point where, right, I try to conceive of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being the only nimtza there is at bechlal, and that nothing, right, there's nothing chaytay b'fnei yichudai. That's a new idea. When I say new, I mean it's new b'fi hahamoinam. It's a new idea in Klal Yisrael. It's still, I don't know if it's still being worked out, but it still seems to be, trying very hard to be understood properly by the Hamayin Am. I don't think we're there yet. Although we have great teachers, the Nefesh HaChaim, and, you know, the Hasidim, those who, right, you know, Kol Echad Al Pi Darkai, we had great teachers, and we have great teachers, but these are very, very difficult points. And there's a reason why. There's a very good reason why this was not circulated b'fi the Hamayin Am, because it's very, very hard to understand. It's very dangerous, Lamaisa, when you start thinking outside of the framework of creation, and right, this is the real danger that you were speaking of before. I'm not even sure how much the Rambam himself even meant that, because Moshe Rabbeinu may have gotten there, but the Rambam doesn't seem to. He says like it's like a knowledge, the way a person relates to his friend. There's still me and my understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just deeper and deeper and deeper. But I don't know if the Rambam himself even meant necessarily as far as people are taking it, as far as it's being taken today. And so, certainly, when you start talking about this level of kiyum, of the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, a tremendous amount of zehirus is necessary, and it's much newer relative to our traditional understandings of what the Torah is mechayev in the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. So next time, Bezer Hashem will talk more about some of the points that come out
and what it's mechayev us in our avoda day to day, we'll see. I think some. I'm talking about things that are more on the side of pashtus, but also a little bit of this other stuff as well.